What's up, guys? Welcome back to Gen Alpha Talk. In today's episode, I'll be telling you guys the perfect life. What is the perfect life? How do people get to that stage of life, right? And the definitions of this perfect life. Because many definitions have been given for perfect life by all of the people out there. The list is too long to complete today, and probably a book can be written to define the perfect life. Let me state a few so that we are all on the same page. So, a perfect life is when you are well educated and have decided your career, is when you can buy a house, car, and other necessities, is when you get married or settled by 30, is when you have your kids before 30, and have so much savings in your bank account, and so much many more. So the thing is, all these things are not a definition of a perfect life. They might be for someone, but not for you. A perfect life is one which is perfect for you, and if you're married for both of you, you are the owner of your life, and you are the person responsible for your idea of a perfect life. Nobody can define it for you, and nobody has the right to tell you what is the perfect life. See, all these norms are set by people themselves, and I don't know why or who has told us to go by these rules. Please don't fall under all these clauses set by someone who's just like you. How can they be more superior to you when they are also people themselves? You're going to set your perfect life yourself and only follow your rules as long as it does not affect or hurt anyone else. See, whatever you do, there will be many people having some comments or the other, either positive or negative. We cannot live our lives thinking about what he or she will think of all our lives. A perfect life begins with you first and then with all the people associated with you. Firstly, do all the things which make you happy. Be your number one priority. If you're happy, then all of the people associated with you will also be happy. Find a job that makes you happy. Doesn't mean if you have done your engineering or MBA, you have to work only in that field. We only have one life. Experiment, and maybe there's something else out there that you may be good at. How will you know if you never tried, right? If you like traveling, please don't make a big bank balance and say we will travel when we're more settled. That day will never come. Today is that day, and live it to the fullest. Travel and see the joy it will bring to you. No one knows what tomorrow will be like, so live today like there's no tomorrow. If you want to remain single all your life, then please do that. Don't fall under any pressure that you have to get married before 30. Even a pet can give meaning to your life. It does not always have to be a life partner. If you are married and don't want to have kids, then that's your definition of a perfect life. If you want one kid, that's also your decision, but for many, the perfect family is the one with two kids. Also in that scenario, one boy and one girl. If it's only one kid, it's too small a family. Three kids is too big a family, and no kids is not a family at all. If you have a house, a car, the perfect job, perfect family of two kids, and have a big bank balance, means you're now settled and your life is now the perfect to the people who know you and yourself. See, we humans will never settle for anything. We want a bigger house, a more luxurious car, smarter kids, and a bigger bank balance. So you can never have your perfect life because you'll never settle for anything less and will always want more. So please understand that day will never come when you're content and satisfied with all that you have, and you alone will be responsible for never having that perfect life. Tomorrow, when we are old, we should not have regrets that why did I not do that or try that. Take chances rather than regretting. See, there will always be something in our life that we have missed, but it's alright. We should just be grateful that we try to do as many things as possible. So, to everyone out there, pledge today that I will not live my life based on the norms set by others, but will live my life my way and do things which make me happy. I have to find happiness with all that I have, and less is always more. I will live my life as if there is no tomorrow and feel complete with everything that I already have. There is a saying that life is short, break of the rules, forgive quickly, kiss slowly, love truly, laugh uncontrollably, and never regret anything that makes you smile. Right, so get these quotes right in your mind. Alright. So, his is a perfect life. He runs a successful business, has a big house, the latest car, gorgeous wife, adorable children. Oh, his life must be perfect. She's living a perfect life. She was always so attractive. Now she's married to a successful businessman. They live in a big house, have adorable children. Her life is set. Movies, TV shows, commercials, news, magazines, everywhere you look, people are talking about this magical world called the perfect life. It seems like the whole world is conspiring for you to enjoy a perfect life, and however hard you try, you can't help but think, your life sucks. For some reason, people think that by having this perfect life, all their troubles will magically vanish and they'll be flaunting a bright, beautiful smile forever and after. And they spend their entire day trying to make this magic happen. They're so busy chasing it, they don't have enough time for anything else. I don't have time, man, they say. So, the word perfect requires a quick look at a dictionary to understand what it exactly means. Free from any flaw or defect is one of the definitions of the word perfect. And that's something we're usually running after. To have a life without flaws or defects. A life where nothing can go wrong. Where there's no trouble. Where you don't have to worry about anything. A life where everything is as you had always dreamed it to be. We want everything to be perfect. From our mark sheets to our job. From our spouse to our children. From our passport photos to our selfies. We want things to be perfect without flaws. From the food we eat, the clothes we wear, the body we have, to the way we look, we're obsessed with perfection. The reality, however, is always different. The grades on your mark sheet can be a little lower than expected. Our boss can be a nut job. After many years of living together, we might realize that we're not really made for each other. Our children turn out to be completely different than we can expect them to be. Our passport photos, they usually look like mugshots, and our selfies, well, that's a whole different story. In short, life isn't fair or flawless. Is not perfect. It's not meant to be. Ironically, we already know this truth, but that doesn't stop us from trying. What we read in those newspapers and magazines, what we see on that TV, computer, or phone screen keeps fueling our expectations from our life. We spend our precious life wanting to be like someone else. This world is designed to force you to make you want more. I have seen people unhappy in their relations, despite being together for years. Parents still dissatisfied with their kids who scored 90% marks. There are people who have their own house complaining about its size, people who have the privilege of enjoying delicious meals complaining about the number of calories, the list goes on. There are people who always find a reason to be dissatisfied with something. Somehow we never think we already have enough. Nothing satisfies us. We want our life to be like those TV and movie celebrities or characters, and nowadays those so-called influencers. What we don't know, however, is that their life is as flawed as ours. They might face issues different than us, but they do face them. Funny enough, we judge their life from a mere social media post nowadays. As I grew up, I too was destined to chase this perfect life in order to achieve that. I was supposed to, like, get A plus on everything. Guess how that turned me out, right? I was expected to be the top of my class. I was expected to participate in every activity that my school has, which I didn't, and was a huge letdown for my parents. I'm really sorry for that, but it's a lot of pressure, you know. Growing up and observing the life around, I saw people who weren't actually happy with their life. They have everything a perfect life required them to have, but still, they're not really satisfied. Those with a job, house, car, spouse, children, had everything to complain about, but nothing to call their life perfect. Slowly, I grew distant from this idea of chasing the perfect life. I ended up doing everything against this requirement. So, I didn't really focus much on school. I didn't save money properly. I don't have... you get what I mean. I wasn't in a relationship, don't have one. And everything spoke of my demise. People around me, those who weren't ever happy in their own life, suggested me to reconsider my choices to avoid living the life of regrets. My life, however, is perfect, not by a definition without flaws, but by a definition having all the desirable elements. I have everything I've desired ever since I was born and started understanding what real life actually looked like, and the elements that I always desire are called happiness and satisfaction. So, as I change schools and meet more and more different people in different places, I realized that I had made no mistake with my decision. The happiest and the most satisfied people I've met are not the ones who own every material possession that comes with being rich. They don't own a big house or a shining car. They don't have the latest gadgets. They don't wear perfectly fitting and crisply ironed clothes. They don't get to eat 3 meals a day. Despite all of this, they're the most satisfied people. In countries like Bhutan, which focuses on happiness instead of GDP and material possessions, I have seen people who are satisfied with a life we consider backward. Walking through the streets of Nepal, Vietnam, and India, I have seen people who are happy with what they have and their desires are different than those who are chasing a perfect life. Money can make your life more comfortable. Agreed. It can bring everything at your fingertip and make your life easy. Money can help you live short-lived moments of satisfaction through material possessions, but money can't buy happiness for you. It can't buy you real joy or heartfelt laughter. Or can it? I read a small book called Spiritual Link, published by the Science of the Soul Research Center. This book mentioned a disciple who prayed not for delicious food, but for hunger. Not for a car, but for strength in his legs. Not for a comfortable bed, but for sleep. This is exactly what helps me live a happy life. What's the use of a comfortable bed when you can't enjoy a good night's sleep? The food doesn't matter, however delicious it may be, when you're not hungry. This is how happy people I meet along the way stay happy. They don't have endless desires to deal with. They are not jealous by seeing someone having a big house or a car. They don't compare themselves. What they do, after all, is to simply live their life the way it is. By the mediocre definition of the perfectly happy life, these people might need to achieve a lot. They might even be considered unfortunate for not being able to own a big house or for being unable to enjoy a three-course meal. The aim is not to say that earning money or owning material things is bad or that everyone should stop earning and leave the social life behind. What is toxic, though, is to have a constant desire to make your life look like someone else's. This comparison makes us feel inferior in different ways and can eventually lead us to depression. Do the job you're proud of, be it with a partner who embraces you, including your flaws. Eat what you want to eat without worrying about calories. Life is meant to be enjoyed, not to spend chasing a myth. Eating a home-cooked meal, sipping a cup of tea, and enjoying moments of laughter with complete strangers, these are some of the things that satisfy me. Who cares whether my life is perfect? I am enjoying every moment of it, and that's all that matters. The moment you stop wanting a perfect life, you realize your life doesn't really suck. When you learn about problems in others' lives, your problem seems tiny. And the moment you realize your life is already wonderful in every sense at this very moment, you'll start appreciating it more. What are your thoughts about the perfect life? What makes your life perfect? What satisfies you more? Material possessions or moments of happiness? Share your views in my comment section. So that's all I have to say. Thank you. Hit the like, subscribe, and share button, and I'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.